Sourdough bread is having a moment, but it's fussy. Instead of store-bought yeast, you need a starter, a mix of flour and water that ferments for a few days. That process means every sourdough loaf is different. Carl DeSmet knows this better than anyone. He curates the world's only sourdough library, the Perato Center for Bread Flavor in Saint-Vit, Belgium.
The sourdough tradition has been lost for many, many decades. Because of the commercial yeast, it's so easy to use, it's fast, it's delivering very consistent bread. But today we see that this revival of sourdough is happening, and it's a good thing that it happens because it is the core of what baking has been for the last 5,000 years. And it's only like the last 150 years that we forgot what it was, and a lot of knowledge has been lost. And what we try to do today is to reinstall that knowledge by studying sourdough and sharing that experience with everybody who is interested in it.
How does the place where those starters come from influence the bread? Like, is it as significant to the taste of the bread as like terroir is to wine?
We have 128 starters. And that gave us like more than 1,100 different species of microorganisms. And so to define which is responsible for what aroma is a bit difficult. But it's true that a sourdough coming from the south of Italy or one coming from the north of Canada is delivering a different flavor. Now, that's due to the microorganisms that are present in there. But also the origin of the flour is playing a role. Eh? What kind of flour is used? In the south of Italy, they use like a durum wheat flour. It's not just one component. It's like the combination of everything. So there's still a lot of stuff to discover. That's the beauty about the library, that we can finally study sourdoughs.
What was your favorite sample to collect? I mean, I assume that this mission of yours for the sourdough library takes you to some pretty far-flung places.
2 years ago, I was in the Yukon, and on the road, someone joined me from Alaska with her sample. And so I collected samples that go back to the Klondike Gold Rush. And to me, that was one of the most amazing things. For me, it was like a kid in the candy store. I could discover many things, and everybody I talked to had a story to tell about sourdough.
So, Carl, what is your advice for people who are just getting started with sourdough? They're watching their starter anxiously. They're not getting that yeasty smell and those bubbles after a couple of – what do you tell them?
Yes. Well, to quote, I think it was Winston Churchill, if you're going through hell, keep going, because that's what happens when you start a sourdough. You mix flour and water. You let it ferment for 24 hours. Then you add again flour and water. And you do that for a couple of days. And after 2 to 3 days, the thing starts to stink. And at that moment, many people who are not acquainted with the matter, they say, oh, I screwed up. Oh, I did it wrong. I have to throw it away and I have to restart. But that's the moment that you have to keep on feeding. And you will see that after 5, 6, 7 days, the balance between the lactic acid bacteria and the yeast has happened, and you get something. Yeah, it's bubbly, it's alive, it has a nice flavor. That's my biggest advice. Don't be afraid. When it starts to stink, you just have to continue feeding it, and everything is going to be all right.
Carl DeSmet is a sourdough librarian at the Perato Center for Bread Flavor in Belgium. Carl, thank you so much for your time and your sourdough expertise. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.